The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're going to get our beer on, and we're going to get our gambling on, and adult film stars, too. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster for Rock the Mic 2016. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master, except for when it comes to Rock the Mic. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, and at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and we are broadcasting live from beautiful Webster, Texas. For the at Saloon Door Brewing, which, I'm glad that those guys get to hang out at the Trailer Wheel and Frame place. I'll take the place that has beer. That's
For Rock the Mic.
And not for Rock the Mic, despite what you might have heard in the open there.
Yeah, I knew that we were there before. I just didn't. I forgot it was for Rock the Mic, and I put that intro in, and yep, that's my bad.
Shame bell for you, sir.
Yep.
And AJ is on the way. As the only thing I don't like about Webster, I love coming down here because I grew up down here. I love this place. And if I lived here, I would be here every day until they kick me out. But 45 is the worst highway in the history of the known universe by far. And just trying to get – yeah. And I mean, I live downtown. It should take me 25 minutes tops to get here on a normal day. And AJ, of course, lives on the other side of the city, so needless to say, he's running a couple minutes late, but he will be here very shortly. I'm getting updates on the phone as to how close he is. So, thank you, 45. I don't understand what it is about that one part by the Beltway, and it doesn't matter what time of day it is or what direction you're going, there is always traffic there, every single time. And whenever I'm on it, I always look the other side and say, oh, there's no traffic this time. When I come back, it'll be fine. No, it never is. It's always 20 minutes. I'll be so glad when they get that finished. I'll be dead by then, but it'll be nice when they do. Wanted to start the show off. There was a lot of cool stuff going on today. We have Ron Jeremy is going to join us, the most famous adult film star on the planet, sometime in the 5 o'clock hour. So that should be very entertaining, or it could be a complete disaster. Those are my favorites. I love stuff like that. So we'll see how that goes. And Dante, the comedian, will also be joining us. Those usually work out. Comedians tend to be funny, tend to play well on our show. So that'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have RJ Bell, as always, at 5:30. And we'll probably push our NFL predictions back until 6 o'clock, most likely, because we will be having guests. So come join us. Come hang out. If you're in the area, this is a really, really cool place, and I'm so glad to see this area get a brewery and a really good one. The guys who the guys down here are fantastic, so happy to be back down here, and hopefully we'll get to do it again real soon. Want to start off with something that Zhong found, and Kurt Schilling, who has a way of just continuing to put his foot, his boot, his underwear, everything in his mouth, was commenting on something that Donald Trump said. And let's go ahead and play that now, John.
So first of all, we'll get to the allegations that have surfaced in just a minute. But first of all, tell me your thoughts on what you heard on that tape, because you're someone who obviously has spent a lot of time in locker rooms. You know what locker room talk is. What was your reaction when you heard that?
Well, hey, Trish, I want to back up 1 second, because I've been listening, and I'm taking it that you're a conservative like I am. You're, for the most part.
I'm an independent, but I don't like taxes.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
But go for it.
The conversation you're having about the things he said about the 10-year-old girl, to me, is at the very heart of why this is a problem. How many times, and I have three boys and a daughter, how many times have you looked at a young man and said, wow, is he going to be, he's a beautiful young man. Wow, he's a gorgeous young man. And that man was 12, 13, 14, 15.
I'll be honest.
Or he's a beautiful.
Zero.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
There's no way you haven't seen somebody else's son and said, wow, he's beautiful. Wow. I mean,
I'm going to be dating him? No, but hold on a second. You're on your own on this one.
But no, I'm not on my own on this one because I have boys. My youngest son is a gorgeous young man, and I've heard women say, wow, he's a beautiful young boy. To jump to the point where you're insinuating like something like pedophilia or a molestation is where you're going with this because he's joking about, well, when she gets older, I'm going to date her. I mean, how do you get from there to being revolted and disgusted?
Yeah, you know, I don't look at a young boy and say, in 10 years, I'm going to date him.
But you don't actively look for that.
And I think that would be pretty sad if I did.
Well, I mean, I think it says
more
about
you than it
does
about him. So you tell me you see a 10-year-old girl and think, okay, yeah, I'm going to date her in 10 years?
I have a daughter. My daughter has friends. I've seen my daughter's friends. I'm a man. Wow, she's a beautiful young lady. I don't immediately jump to molesting her. But that's where the right, that's where the left has gotten.
Do you need to follow that up with, you know, fine to say she's a beautiful young lady. You need a cute little girl. You need to follow it up with, I'm going to date her in 10 years?
Trish, I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but I'm going to guess in your years of life, you've gone on and probably gone over the edge and said things, well, you know what, I probably shouldn't have added that. And I know you're not running for president.
Okay, so I'll give you that. He has a tendency to do that, Kurt.
Yeah. So basically you look at a 10-year-old girl and say, I'm going to date her in 10 years. I could safely say I don't think I've ever done that. I could be wrong. I'm old and I drink a lot. And I don't remember everything, but I'm pretty sure him trying to defend it was the worst. Just say, yeah, he shouldn't have said that. That was probably over the top. But
well, he also doubled down and went on WEEI this morning and said the same thing. And he said, and said, I didn't say any of that and all this different stuff. And he was telling them how that Donald Trump, that's not what he meant. And they said, well, why would you say the part where in 10 years I'll be dating him? And then he said they took that out of context, which I don't know how you take that out of context.
Well, sure, because it just means he would date her in 10 years, not that he would have relations with her in 10 years. That's why it's out of context.
Yeah, and they're – I don't know. He went on like a seven-minute defense of trying to retract – not retract, but trying to defend what he was saying. And he kind of doubled down, and they kind of hung up on him because they were going in circles.
Yeah, I don't know what he was trying to get to there, but hey, it's entertaining. I'll give that guy credit. He's good for entertainment. Speaking of entertainment, guess who just walked in the door? The legend himself,
Madonna.
Is she here?
Yeah.
Where?
It's me, Madonna.
Oh. That's not quite.
You didn't notice?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, I'll work on my makeup next time. Dude, listen, I love that. Sometimes we get to come work at a brewery. It doesn't get much better than that.
Especially when you can drink.
But driving from the Woodlands to Webster, I would rather have a horse just stomp on my dick for an hour than do that. I mean, it is...
You can't say that.
What?
You can't say that.
Okay. A horse would stomp on my penis for an
hour.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, I apologize. Sorry, I'm a little emotional right now.
Yeah, don't use up all the dumps because when we have Ron Jeremy on, I'm guessing we're going to have to dump him a couple times.
Fred, it took me almost 2 hours to get here. I mean, it's bad enough. Like, I know that once I hit that beltway, the south side of the beltway, the 45 is just a mess. That's unavoidable. It's every time I come down here, that's a problem spot. But this time from, like, North Beltway almost to North 610, there was an accident on the northbound side, which still I'll never understand what people are looking at. Like, there's a fire truck.
Oh, you have to.
And they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you have to stop and look at it.
I've got to look at the fire truck and the tow trucks. Like, that. Like all of a sudden it's going to recreate the accident for you, and you're going to see all the carnage and the cool stuff involved in a car accident. No, you missed all that cool stuff. You're just seeing a fire truck. It's not that cool anymore. Just drive, bro. But alas, I dealt with it. So here I am, Fred. I apologize for my tardiness. I apologize for making John dump us the first 2 minutes I was here.
I think it was the first 20 seconds you were here. Let's not sell yourself short.
But either way, I'm gonna regroup.
And, you got a bleeping regroup.
I've got a bleeping regroup, and I'm going to try to make the most of this because now things are better. Things are better. I already see you and Voldemort have beer in front of you.
Yes, we do.
That means during the first break, I am going to get a beer in front of me. And during the second break, I'll probably refill it. And that's the by the time Ron Jeremy and Dante get here and that Rebecca chick, does she have a last name yet? Are we in
that? No, we know the last name.
Okay, what's her last
Coaching.
Name? Coaching. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the right pronunciation.
I know,
but I've already been dumped once.
And I'm going to be very careful here for the next few minutes.
For penis-related slurs, so I'll leave it to the imagination there. But, yeah, by the time they get here, I should be in a better mood.
According to something Voldemort sent me, 45 is the second most dangerous road in the United States. Only California 99 had more fatal accidents. What the heck is that going
on? John, what are you playing back there?
I'm not playing anything.
Oh, I don't know yet, Aaron.
Are we even on the air still?
With an E, yeah.
I'm guessing we're not.
We are. I can hear you.
What are you playing back there, John?
I'm not playing anything.
We're hearing you play like a little burst of clips or something.
No, that's not me.
Oh, it must be our other producer who has access to those types of things.
Yeah,
We obviously. Might be cross the lines or something. I'll go check during the break.
Yeah, okay. You tell those SB Nation people to get the hell off of our lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd sound like old man here. Get off my lines.
Just tell them not to worry about doing a show today.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academy. And if you've got a vehicle you're not using anymore, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, doesn't matter what it is. It could be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV. Doesn't matter if it's running. You're thinking about trading it in, or maybe you were going to fix it up. Just never got around to it. Well, guess what? Donate it today. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork for you. Your donation's tax deductible. And the cool thing is you're going to get rid of something you're not using anymore. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you get a $50 Visa gift card. And the best part with that tax donation, when you turn those taxes in, then you're going to save a bunch of money and you're going to feel so much better about it. Cool thing is these donations go to our friends at Houston Can Academy. And great school where they take in kids who have dropped out. Give them a second chance. A lot of these are really good kids, and they get another opportunity, and it's all because of your donations. So give them a call today, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com and write off the car, not the kid.
This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give a...
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Saloon Door Brewery. And cool place to come watch the games. So this is why every now and then I think how cool it would be to move back down here just so I could come watch football here. That would be awesome.
Yeah. But then you think that you'd have to drive into work every day.
Yeah, well, when I retire, maybe.
That's a good idea. Like you're probably like a couple years from that.
I'm like 6 months from that, probably. Yeah.
Unless you get divorced again, then you're going to have to work.
Then I'll have to, I'm going to have to work 90. Another 10 years, which I would say odds of that are pretty strong.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I would say it's probably 55% that I'm going to have to keep working just to pay for the latest divorce.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm finally back to where I'm doing really well. That's when it happens, every time.
But they do have a couple TVs in here. They got the big projection screen TV, which I imagine is good on football days. So, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, you can beer up. It'll be fun. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. We will not be taking any calls today because that doesn't quite work. But what else is going on besides you being stuck in traffic?
That's it, man. Sports besides that. I ended up, I told you I was going to watch Westworld.
Yeah.
And then I gave it some thought, and I had watched the football. I was switching back and forth between the football game and the baseball game. Baseball game was good the whole time. The football game was crappy and then kind of got exciting at the end. Like maybe there was a chance.
Yeah, because that's what the Chargers do, right?
Right. Like they could have blown it.
Yeah.
So I switched back and forth between that. And then I finished the baseball game, which, by the way, that's the biggest – the reason why people don't like baseball is it's so long.
Yeah, that had to be the longest nine-inning game
ever.
Holy
hell. I mean, who has time to sit and watch a whole baseball game? Who can do that? What I mean, you got to be unemployed to watch baseball because by the time the game's over, you got to go back to work. Who can do that? It's crazy. But I watched that game, and I found my – I don't care about any of those teams – but I found myself wanting the Nationals to win. I don't know why. I don't have a good reason for it. But yeah. I found myself wanting the Nationals to win, and they didn't win. So I don't know why, again, but I found myself a little bit disappointed. And then I was like, well, I'm just going to go to bed because we're not going to have time to talk about Westworld tomorrow anyway.
Yeah.
Because like, we're going to be talking about Ron Jeremy and, you know, comedians and football, we're not going to have time to talk about
and
Westworld.
RJ Bell and everything
so
else.
I'll be ready next week.
Okay.
But
of course, now you'll be two behind.
No, I'll catch up both. I'm going to watch both this weekend.
Okay.
That's the plan, is to watch both. The Broncos game, I'm starting to wonder if maybe the Broncos just aren't that good. Their offense is atrocious, and their defense is, I mean, relative to most teams, it's really good, but it's not. I don't think it's as good as it was last year, and their offense is worse than it was last year somehow. I don't know that they're what we thought they were.
Well, I think it's pretty simple, and we've seen it the last 2 weeks. If you get them in a hole, they can't come back.
Yeah.
You can run the ball against them, and that they're not great at stopping the run when you just keep hammering them. And I think that's how you have to beat them. If they get a lead on you where those guys can tee off on your quarterback and get sacks and force interceptions like they did against the Bucs, where they'll get turnovers and score points.
But the Broncos, let the other team score on their first drive almost every game. I was looking at it. It's like 31 points on the first drive of the game against the Broncos. And then
well, there's a difference between 7-0, though, and getting down like they did last night.
Right.
And like they did last week against the Falcons.
Well, here's something that's happened over the last two games, and especially the second half of the Falcons game when it kind of got out of hand, and this Chargers game. Teams decided, okay, what we're doing wrong is against the Broncos, the thing you don't want to get into is throwing the ball down the field. And when you're the Falcons, of course, you've got Julio Jones. You're like, yeah, let's chuck this bad boy around. The Falcons finally said, you know what, we're not going to do it. We're going to throw at our tight ends. We're going to throw at our running backs, and we're just going to chew them up. And that's what they did because you get the ball out faster, and the defense has less time to get after Matt Ryan, and last night less time to get after Phillip Rivers. The Chargers' offensive line is crappy.
Yeah, and they and
didn't
they,
look. I mean, they get the ball out fast.
Got another guy hurt last night too to make it even worse. But and Rivers didn't win that game for him. He just, in fact, his numbers were pretty pedestrian. They were able to run the ball, and I mean, Trevor Siemian put the ball up 50 times.
I'll also say this. The Broncos' offensive line, that's a mess. That is a total mess.
It was a mess last year, and they won a Super Bowl with it.
I'm talking about every time C.J. Anderson got loose for something, and you're like, oh, maybe they're going to start running the ball. He'd look back, and you'd see this look on his face like, oh, you're kidding me. And there was another flag for holding.
Yeah.
Every time he had a big play, they held, which maybe that has something to do with it.
It did have something to do with it because there wasn't going to be any room if they didn't.
But, I mean, how many holds are you going to be called for in a game? It's like they didn't know that was part of the rule. Then they did it in the end zone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a total mess.
Yeah. I watched most of that. I actually, there were a couple of good hockey games I was watching. I was flipping onto, and I do what I do with baseball now every time. I watch the last three innings, which still took forever.
Oh, that's still 3 hours.
It was like watching a whole damn game. But, yeah, I and other than the Blue Jays, which I pretty much have to watch them or I'm divorced, which, you know, it's going to happen anyway. Maybe I should just start preparing.
Move it along, yeah.
But, yeah, I thought that was as good of as good of a finish as you can find. And, you know, I think the Nationals are taking a lot of grief for sending Worth on that play.
They probably should.
And they should, but they have done that all year. It's kind of been their MO.
Yeah, but, I mean, even that one, like, when they hit the ball, I was like, oh, well, that's going to get him to third.
Yeah.
And then that guy's just waving his arms like it's a no-brainer. And he wasn't even close. I mean, and if I'm Jason Worth, I'm frustrated by that, too. You know, I'm kind of pissed off at that base coach because there's nothing worse than being thrown out. And, like, it's not a – if you're thrown out and you're sliding and the guy's trying to tag you and it's that close of a play, okay. You've got to take some blame. You could have been a little faster. The base coach maybe should have been a little less aggressive. But when you've got to stare at the catcher with the ball for 20 feet in front of you, that's pretty embarrassing. That's not a good feeling.
No.
So if I were him, I'd be a little salty. I think Nationals fans should probably be a little salty about it. But there was a number of things. They just kind of melted down that one inning, that one ridiculously long 17-hour seventh inning. That's what did him in. So it's going to happen. You know, it happens to everybody. It's not like it's a systemic thing with this Nationals team, but they were up 2-1, looked like they were gonna win that series, and they don't. And kudos to the Dodgers, who they brought Kenley Jansen out for two, almost three innings, and, you know, put some work on that guy and did something bold and went to Clayton Kershaw, who has had minimal postseason success, and put him out there against Daniel Murphy, who hit a couple home runs off, made two or three home runs off him last year in that Mets National Series, just owned him in the playoffs, threw him out there anyway, and he got the job done. So it's a move that if it didn't work out, Dave Roberts would be eating a bleep sandwich today, but it did work out, so he looks like a genius.
Yeah, and we'll get Dodgers-Cubs, and, of course, Jays Indians on the other side. That texter says, Fred doesn't watch the Broncos. They always come back and still stop the run when they got behind, LOL. Melvin broke one run. That's literally it. Actually, you're misusing literally. They ran the ball 29 times. And that's how you have to beat them when you have a lead. He broke one run. They ran for 99 yards. They kept the ball away from the Broncos, and then they put pressure on Simeon. And they didn't come back. They lost the game.
Yeah, I think the way to beat the Broncos is that short passing. Throw to your tight ends. Throw to your running backs. Yeah, just looking at the last six quarters of play, which were six quarters that they were, I mean, outplayed badly.
Yeah.
Then that's what the MO was. It was to use your tight ends, use your running backs. Don't wait for things to develop deep down the field. And, you know, on the other side of it, Trevor Siemian looked like crap last night.
Yeah.
And
he can't be throwing the ball 50 times.
No, you're not going to win with that.
And average 4.6 per pass.
The problem is, you know, Gary Kubiak for so long has been able to get away with having mediocre quarterbacks because he's always had fantastic, running games. And I don't think the Broncos are that good of a running team right now. So I if you'd say Gary Kubiak has a bad running team, I'd say, well, his team probably sucks then, because that's if he can't do that, then he's not going to have success.
Well, they were actually able to, run the ball somewhat effectively at times. If you take those penalties, if they don't hold on every other call,
yeah,
they were going to be fine.
Well, they had a couple big, like I think maybe two big runs from Devontae Booker, but overall, I wouldn't say they were successful running the ball last night. I don't think they were. I mean, and when they were, is when they actually got back into the game.
5.3 yards per carry.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid. But they only ran it 16 times because they were behind. And, again, I think that's – we've seen the way to beat them. I thought they would take a step back this year. I thought it would be a little sooner than it's happened. But if this team does get ahead of you and gets you down and you have to throw the ball downfield, they're going to get interceptions. The defense is still good enough to do that.
But now we're looking at it and we're getting more and more muddled in who's going to make the playoffs, who are playoff-worthy teams. And the Broncos could go either way.
I'm willing to take them out of that group that I think are really good teams. Yeah,
yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. The
So what's that leave you with in the AFC of teams that are really good? I mean, the Patriots and Steelers are obviously really good. I think the Raiders might be the next best team in the AFC.
I think I still have questions about them, but as of now, they're playing as well as anybody. I think that's it. I'm not willing to put the Broncos into that group with the Patriots and Steelers right now.
Man, and for me, it just goes to – and I say this knowing damn well that the Broncos just won a Super Bowl with bad quarterback play. But I just – I feel so much more comfortable with a team that's got consistent quarterback play. And when I look around the league at the teams that I consider to be very good, with the one exception of the Vikings, I trust all these quarterbacks. I trust Ben Roethlisberger. I trust Tom Brady. Right? I mean, right now, I trust Matt Ryan.
Oh, he'll break your heart.
He probably will. I trust Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
You know, I trust Derek Carr. I don't trust Trevor Siemian. San Diego had a huge advantage last night at quarterback. Not just like a negligible advantage. I mean, it was a Philip Rivers is playing great football this year. It's going unnoticed because his team is unraveling down the stretch.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers has been very, very good.
Yeah, it's not his fault that they lost those other games, but you know, last night he played well, did not have great numbers, but I mean, he didn't turn the ball over, and that
was
the main
thing. Yeah.
And got him in the field goal position more often than not.
All right, guys. Everybody knows oil and gas still in a downturn. If you've been affected by that industry, you want an occupation with some solid income potential but a little less volatility, here's what you should be doing. Check out mycomputercareer.edu. IT, one of Houston's high-growth sectors. If you like working or playing with computers, a career in IT could be right for you. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's company hiring guys all over the city for IT. But to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. The place to go to get them, mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career is more than just a school. Our complete career change programs help you get into the industry by partnering with hundreds of employers that hire our students. Many of the students start their first job in just a few months. You're attending class twice a week, on campus or live online, so your learning fits into your life. And at My Computer Career, you're in and out of school in less than 1 year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill and Texas Workforce programs. What are you waiting for? Get to mycomputercareer.edu now. Take the free career evaluation. Find out if an IT career is right for you. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz here at Saloon Door in Webster. Come on out. Nice crowd. Really good beer. Having fun today. We got.
I think it's going to end up being a pretty good day, Fred.
It is.
I think we're going to make the most of this.
Took you a little long to get here, but that's all right. We're fine now.
Did you have any problems?
No. I always give myself an hour and a half, and I wanted to stop and grab a bite before I got here, so I got here in plenty of time. But, I got to say that the texters are kind of spewing nonsense today. This is not a Tuesday. This is not your day to be stupid. So
could be.
Let's have some fun.
Might be.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe so.
Cody says he thinks Buffalo is one of the good teams.
I think they're in that.
They could be.
They're in that box with everybody that I'm going to throw in there together with the Texans and the Colts and the Raiders and the Chiefs. I think those teams are okay. I think the Bills are pretty good, but I don't know.
They've got some good wins.
The last 2 weeks, best wins of anybody. But the first 2 weeks, not so good. That's why, I don't know what they're capable of doing. Now, I think they're going to hammer the 49ers.
Oh, their next two games are gimme games. Niners and Dolphins.
Oh, free throws, yeah.
You got to win those.
Yeah.
But then they get New England and Seattle again, and we'll see what happens there.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's amazing how much different that team looked since they fired their OC.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you wouldn't have thought that would have made that big of a difference, but it sure has. So, yeah, I don't know who the good teams are. I mean, I think there's a tier, and there's teams that I trust. And I if you gave me those teams in a Super Bowl exacta box right now, I would take it and feel good about it. Then I'll give you the field. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have the Super Bowl teams out of that group. But somebody might surprise us. I don't know what the Ravens are.
Yeah.
There's just so many teams that you look at and say, one week they look great, one week they look like garbage.
The Chiefs, same category.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's hard to know what some of these teams are yet. Give them halfway through the season, we'll know who's really good and who's not. But, I mean, there's some teams I know for sure aren't good already. But as we saw last night with the Broncos, you know, 2 weeks this early in the season, a team can go from being really good to just kind of, maybe not.
And
those last 2 weeks for the Broncos, that's what they've done. They've gone from, man, they're really good, all the changes be damned, to maybe they're not that good.
Yeah, I'm just not sold. I don't think you can. I think what they did last year was remarkable. To win a Super Bowl with a crap offensive line and bad quarterback play, with a defense playing that well, that was incredible. I don't see how that. I don't think they're as good. I don't see how you can do that again. It's one of those years that I think it kind of, I don't want to say it came out of nowhere that they were able to do that, but that model is not going to win very often. And I just don't think you can win a second Super Bowl that way. A little bit of a fluke. PJ, what tier do the Bengals fall in? I throw the Bengals in that middle group, too, of all those.
They're in there with the Texans and the Colts.
Texans, Colts, Bills, that group.
Chiefs.
Right now, I think the only top tier is Steelers and Patriots, in my mind. At least in the AFC.
Yeah. I mean, the Raiders are doing everything you're asking them to do. But if the Raiders were wearing Broncos uniforms, we'd believe in them.
Well,
but they're wearing black and silver, and we go, oh, well, they're still the Raiders.
Well, it's to me, they're a lot like Atlanta. It's like you're going to have to prove it to me over a whole season before I say you're a legitimate contender. And, you know, so far they look great, but 2 weeks from now, if they start losing games again, then what are you going to say? That's why I still have them in that middle tier for the same reason that I have the Texans in there. Texans were 3-1, could be 3-4 before you know it.
Well, in the NFC, who's a good team to you? Seattle's good,
Seattle.
Right? And they look kind of crappy the first week of the season.
But see, Minnesota, I'll put them in that group, but they still got to prove it to me.
Okay. Cowboys?
Same thing. You got to do it over a full season. I think they're closer than Minnesota because I think they've been, other than last year, they've kind of been there before.
Eagles are 3-1?
Not sold on them yet. But I think they're good.
Redskins are 3-2. They've won their last three.
The Redskins are donkeys.
Okay.
I hate the Redskins. No use for them.
Packers?
See, I want to believe in the Packers, but I'm not so sure.
Just like I say the Raiders, if the Raiders were doing what they were doing in Broncos uniforms, we'd all be sold. If the Packers were doing what they're doing in, you know, Detroit Lions uniforms, none of us would be sold on them. We'd all say, oh, they're junk.
Yeah.
They're not for real. But they're in Packers uniforms, so you go, well, they're 3-1. But if you're watching those games, you don't feel good about that team. You can't. If you're a Packer fan, you're not feeling great about it. Not to say it can't get better, but you're not feeling great about it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a small number of teams that I'm sure are good.
And that doesn't mean they're going to win, because what if Roethlisberger gets hurt?
Right.
Or Brady turns an ankle? Russell Wilson gets hurt. I don't know. I think maybe. And I said this last year. I thought the quality of play across the board was not very good in the NFL. That I thought the games were less interesting. The teams were not as good on the whole. I'm seeing the same thing this year.
We need contraction, Fred. Let's get rid of four teams.
That would help. No, we need to get rid of the damn salary cap.
Okay, that'd work too.
I'd rather do that. Get rid of the salary cap so if you have great players, you can keep them and you can keep a team together. And make somebody else go spend some money to beat you. But they'll never do that because they're making too much money. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. 713-780-3776. So I guess what we'll do is we'll go through all the NFL games at 6 o'clock today.
Okay.
So I think, So he says, Theo here. I'll believe in the Falcons after they face a tough Carolina defense, after a tough Broncos defense, now after a Seattle defense. Time to believe. I will believe in them when they don't collapse like they did last year.
Yeah. They were great 5 weeks, 6 weeks in last year.
The first 5 weeks of the year last year, they looked like the best team in football by far. And, you know, that's the thing. I know a team like the Patriots may go through a dip, but they'll be fine. I don't know about the Falcons yet. And it's not my job to believe in them.
I like the Falcons. I think they can be good. I think they look better than they've looked in the past. Matt Ryan looks the way everybody thought Matt Ryan was always supposed to look. But like you said, is it something that I'm locked in on? Like, oh, the Falcons are a Super Bowl contender? I won't go there because I've seen this before where
yeah.
it just goes away.
But that's the thing. That's why you're making these judgments after four games. If they keep winning, if they're 10-1, 11-1, kind of hard not to believe in them.
Well, yeah. And you know what? Here's another. Well, I say that. I didn't believe in Carolina last year, and they were 15-1. And I was like, they're not that good.
You still didn't believe, in them while they were crushing everybody in the playoffs.
No, I was against them all the way, even to the Super Bowl. And finally, it paid off for me in the Super Bowl. That's the one time where they were like, yeah, told you guys, they're not that good. but, you know, that's – it goes both ways, though, because – Arizona has started off terribly. Arizona has a ton of talent, though. Do you really think they're as bad as they've looked? I don't think so. I think it's – I mean
– I don't. I just wonder at some point, is Carson Palmer broken? And if that's the case, they can't win without
him. They can't win without him. No. And we'll find out this weekend if he's back to being right. But they need that guy to be successful. But, you know, at the beginning of the year, I think everybody believed that was a legit team. And five games in, most people have just thrown them on the pile. Like, they're no good. I don't know if that's fair. You can lose seven games and still make the playoffs and still make noise.
Yeah.
You know? All right. As the seasons are changing, guys, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You do that with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions to get ready for the fall season. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved-stone overlay. They can help you with outdoor kitchens, patio covers, and more as well. Carved-stone, though, gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface, and it does it for way less money. So I know everybody wants that stone look. Nobody wants to pay the price to tear everything out and start over and put real stone down. Carvestone is troweled, it's hand-carved, custom-colored for your place. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects. They can help you save money, too. Offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
What up, son? Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number to text the show. Unless you're a delusional Broncos fan, in which case you can stop. We're out here at Saloon Door. Man, this place is awesome. Come on out. Check it out. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. If you don't have an iPhone or an Android, you can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And, you know, they're streaming us in Little Rock, Arkansas, according to one of our listeners who got
all right.
A whole group of people listening in Little Rock. So appreciate that. Also want to thank Sirius Cigars. They dropped by a couple cigars for us here. So... gotta like that.
Very sweet of them.
Indeed, indeed. So what are you on now, beer-wise?
I've moved on to the chocolate milk stout. I went from the peanut butter chocolate stout. I removed the peanut butter and added milk. So now it's a chocolate milk stout instead of a peanut butter chocolate stout. What about you?
I'm moving on to the pumpkin next.
Ooh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Going all right. to give that a try. I had the peanut butter chocolate first, and now I'm going to do the pumpkin.
Okay.
So I should remember, though, not to do – I should never do stouts first.
Yeah, you should.
No, because then I don't get as much taste out of the lighter beers.
Oh, okay.
After that, because you know, I should build up to the stouts.
You're a rookie. You need to cleanse your palate.
What, I go stick my finger down my throat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll do that on the next break. I'll go in there and hurl.
Purge.
Yeah.
That's good.
Start from scratch.
That's good. Good move.
So, all right. So we're going to redo things a little bit today.
We're going to reshuffle.
We're expecting Ron Jeremy at 5 o'clock. And so that's usually when we go through all the games against the spread. We'll do that at 6 o'clock today, unless Ron Jeremy's not here.
Jeremy will be here soon if you need to. If you want to use him to clean your palate.
No, I think not. I think not. I'm not even sure I want to shake his hand.
What?
Because I don't know where those hands have been.
Dude, I'm going to ask him about his list. I'm going to go, like, all the porn stars of my youth, he's probably banged them all.
Oh, certainly.
I'm going to ask him which ones were the best. Like, which one, like, if there's any of them that I wasted my time watching their videos, like, was it really not that good? Because, you know, when you're a kid, you fantasize about them. I want to know if it was really worth me wasting my time fantasizing about them. Porn has changed so much because now I feel like the star quality is taken out of porn. You know, the only porn chick, like the only famous porn chick I can name now is that Mia Khalifa, and only because she's always on Deadspin and everything
else.
Yeah,
because she's calling out athletes.
Yeah, she's a jock chaser and chased by every jock.
And a troll.
Yeah, so I know her. I don't think I could name another porn star. Like, the star quality's gone. When I was, you know, I'd say my formative years between 15 and 25, I could name every porn star. All of them. I knew them like the back and the side and the front of my hand. I knew them all. But the star quality is out in porn, and I'm going to ask him about that.
I think it's all changed because I don't know that people actually download movies anymore. They just go to Pornhub, and it's right there. It's free.
Yeah, and I want to know what his favorite porn categories are, because that's what I, you know, if I watched porn anymore, that's what I would search by his category, because as you know, there's things like babysitter porn and doctor patient porn that I like, and you like cartoon porn, you know,
hot alien porn.
Yeah, you're into that. So everybody has their own styles that they like to go after. So I'll have to ask him what he's into.
Do you think he actually watches, or does he study it to kind of improve his art?
I don't
think. Like, you know, listen. I really like the angle this guy's taking. I'm going to try that in my next film.
What are you, crazy? This guy is like the innovator. He's not taking.
Well, then what? Then he's not
watching. He's not taking tips from these rookies. He might be watching, but he's not taking tips from these guys. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, come on. Remember in Boogie Nights, there was always a new young guy coming along.
Oh, please. Please. That's like, you know, LeBron James going up to Andrew Wiggins and asking him for moves. That's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN.
It's actually more like Michael Jordan asking Andrew Wiggins for moves. That's how absurd it would be.
Yeah, Michael Jordan can't move anymore, so it doesn't really matter. But
I'm also curious how Ron Jeremy's how his production is these days, because he's an older man, and I wonder if he's like producing the same quantity as he once did.
He's in his 60s.
Yeah. Are you producing the same way you were in your 20s?
Am I self-pleasuring more, do you mean? Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the is your output is great?
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's surprising to me. I thought when you get old, your output level goes down.
Well, it's supposed to, but
you're a freak.
No, after that, I had that surgery.
Oh, to fix
it changed everything.
To fix your testicles?
Yes.
Yeah. That may have given you extra life.
It was a game changer.
Good for you. I need that.
all right. Guys, if you want to get some action in on the games, you know where to go. My bookie. And obviously, there's some plays tonight. I actually like one play tonight in college football, and we'll get to that at some point in the show. All on my website, by the way, if we don't get to them, all the plays are on there. But if you think who's going to win, you got it covered. You can join thousands of online players who have switched over to MyBookie, because the best thing is when you win there, you get paid. And I'm telling you, I've cashed out three times now, no problems whatsoever. Fast, easy. much better than some of these other places that I used to go. I now use my bookie exclusively. Live in-game betting, all the colleges, all the NFL, all the CFL. And they've even got a great horse book for those of you who like horses. All track odds and all track bets. So check them out. And right now, if you want to get in for the first time, they're going to match your initial deposit with a 100% bonus. Just use promo code FRED, and you're going to get that deposit matched with a 100% bonus. Visit my bookie today. Call 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. Ditch your bookie. Try out my bookie. That's my bookie. Sign up today.
Set your clock and grab your job.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.